Seattle has earned another place in the record books, home of the largest bank failure in U.S. history. Washington Mutual was taken over by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation yesterday and sold to J.P. Morgan Chase for $1.9 billion. Here to talk about it with us is KPLU financial commentator Greg Heberlin. Thanks for joining us, Greg.
Thanks for having me.
And before we go any farther, in the interest of disclosure, I have to admit, yesterday, in a fit of irrational exuberance, I gambled on 1,000 shares of Washington Mutual stock and turned out to be a bad gamble. And I logged on to WaMu's website this morning, and in addition to welcoming me to J.P. Morgan Chase, it also says, "Feel the woohoo," which I am feeling. What would you say to, I'm sure we have a lot of listeners who own some WaMu stock. What would you have to say to them?
First of all, I'd say, I look at the huge amount of volume, hundreds of millions of shares traded every day. The other day it was 400 million plus. And I would scratch my head and said, what idiot would buy this stock?
Thanks.
I feel very bad for shareholders. At least depositors, most depositors will get every single penny. Maybe all depositors will get every single penny. But the people who invested money in this company, which was one of the greatest companies the Northwest has ever seen, they likely will get nothing. So I have tremendous sympathy for people, whether they bought 100 shares at $44, the high last year, or 1,000 shares at $1.75. It doesn't matter. People wanted to see this company survive, and it didn't.
Well, let's try to learn some lessons from this disaster for shareholders. One thing that struck me was when you see a bank going out of its way, like releasing its earnings report several weeks early and going out of its way to reassure the public that it has enough money to keep going and is healthy, maybe that's not such a good sign.
I've heard a lot of people say that they saw the signs. You do see the signs. You do see the stock tumbling. You see little signs of people uncertain about whether they should re-up with their certificate of deposit. You see these things happening. But it's hard to take in the totality and realize that the end product is going to be the end of the company.
Well, it's a sad story for shareholders, but for depositors, everything I've seen indicates that everything should be just fine, right?
I don't think a depositor is going to lose a nickel. I think depositors are going to be fine because the buyer, J.P. Morgan, has assured them that it's going to take care of them. I would point out that I'm not sure how many depositors there are. I'm sure it's well in the six digits. But, you know, we have 43,000 employees to be concerned about. And those shareholders we were just lamenting, there are 57,000 shareholders. That's a lot of people. There's 100,000 people right there, the employees and the shareholders, who are affected by what is truly a disaster.
Well, we've covered shareholders, depositors. What about WaMu employees? I mean, in a previous conversation, you did advise them to keep their resumes polished. It turns out to be good advice, I guess.
Well, it nearly brings a tear to your eye. You know, they have about 3,500 to 4,000 headquarters employees. The chances of staying in the headquarters after all this works out, virtually nil. A very small number of headquarters people are going to be kept because so many of those duties are already done by J.P. Morgan Chase people. So why would you keep a controller at Washington Mutual when you have a controller at Chase? So like I say, most of those 3,500 to 4,000 headquarters people are going to be gone. I think most of the people in the branches should have a good chance to survive, even if there is duplicity of branches, that is, Chase branches too close to WaMu. They should sell most of those off to another competitor. And so most of those employees should make it through. The only problem would be if J.P. Morgan decided that those branches were overstaffed and elected to eliminate some people that way. But that's not a real strong possibility.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. I'm Dave Meyer.